Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that is being asked to confront a series of great problems with no obvious solution at hand. What kind of problems? Well, there is the idea of default, which could impact everybody. I mean, some of the projections of what would actually happen here on June 1st. And yes, they've moved up the date. That's from the Treasury Secretary. And now President Biden finally seems to want to meet with the Republicans and try to negotiate something. And people look at this and they think, well, nothing's going to happen. It could happen. It could be devastating. It could be devastating for people with 401ks, with people with any kinds of IRAs or retirement accounts, for people who basically depend on something more than just a weekly paycheck. It could be a devastating a blow to our entire economy, pushing us into a very serious recession. After going through this painful inflation that is still not under control, there's that. There is also a warning from the Surgeon General of the United States, who's actually a good guy and he's very well qualified. His name is Dr. Vivek Murthy, and he is warning about a national epidemic of loneliness. What's behind the surge in loneliness, which, by the way, has a real impact on physical health, not just on emotional health? We will talk about that. It was also a tough day in court, not for President Trump. President Trump is actually over in Scotland for the expansion of one of his golf course properties. And he's actually referring to it as going home because his mother, as many people do not know, was born in Scotland, and now he, I guess, is particularly proud of his Scottish identity and background. This after Biden went on the nostalgic trip to Ireland. He went on the trip to Ireland with his son, who had a terrible day in court. And, I mean, the idea that Hunter Biden has so many problems heaped on one another, that is something that we will get to today. And there is, and this goes together with the idea of the loneliness epidemic, there's also another divorce epidemic. I mean, yes, the rate of divorce has been going down since the 1980s. It has. But it's only been going down because the rate of marriage has been going down. You can't get divorced until you've gotten married. There's a piece in Forbes magazine that puts together a lot of the most recent research about divorce. And it's also devastating. 1-800-955-1776. No reason to feel lonely when you can call in with your take on any of this. This was the Surgeon General who was on MSNBC this morning. He was on Morning Joe. And his name is Dr. Vivek Murthy. And he was talking about rebuilding social connections and how that must be a top public health priority now. What's behind the surge in loneliness, he was asked. And of course, a great deal of this has to do with the lockdowns. It has to do with the pandemic. The pandemic is supposed to now be officially over. So can we go back to actually reconnecting with our friends and business associates and maybe doing something to counteract the loneliness? Here is Dr. Murthy, the Surgeon General of the United States, on Morning Joe this morning. Listen.
That's the right question. And it turns out that this is a problem that has been building for decades. We have over 40, 50 years seen declining participation in the community organizations that used to bring people together, including service organizations, faith organizations, and others. But we're also seeing that our life has changed dramatically. We move around more, we change jobs more often, and technology has utterly transformed how we interact with one another. Now, tech can be good or bad. It can help us or hurt us. It's how it's designed and how we use it. But what I worry about is that it has too often replaced our in-person connections with lower quality online connections. And it's also prioritized quantity of connections over quality of connections. Mm-hmm. And as our life has changed dramatically in these ways, we have to very intentionally prioritize relationships, rebuild the social infrastructure in our lives and our communities. If we don't, we will see a worsening crisis of loneliness. And that's why I'm issuing this advisory today on loneliness and isolation, because I want us to begin a conversation as a country about what I see as a profound public health threat, but a threat that we can address. And I also lay out a framework for national strategy for what we can do about it.
Okay, in the Washington Post, they report offices vacant, closed, or sparsely occupied, children wrestling with a year of lost or unsatisfying schooling, a worsened crisis in youth mental health. Most Americans may be done with the pandemic, but COVID is certainly not done with us. The latest evidence comes via Fenit Niropoli, who spoke with Surgeon General Vivek Murthy about his stark warning that loneliness poses a serious public health threat and as serious as smoking or obesity. And he's calling for Americans to become more social. How bad is it really? It's very, very bad. These statistics, and these again, is your government at work and some of the health departments of your government. Half of U.S. adults experience loneliness, which has consequences for mental and physical health, including a greater risk of depression, anxiety, and perhaps more surprisingly, heart disease, stroke, and dementia. In 2022, Dr. Vivek Murthy, the Surgeon General, gave a talk at Yale, where he cited a survey from 2020 that found loneliness afflicted 75% of younger folks. Time spent with friends declined 20 hours a month between 2003 and 2020, according to research cited in the advisory, while time spent alone increased by 24 hours a month in that period. Those trends probably intensified during the coronavirus pandemic as Americans felt sequestered at home. Loneliness is associated with greater risk of cardiovascular disease, dementia, stroke, depression, anxiety, and premature death. Great. The mortality impact of being socially disconnected is similar to that caused by smoking, up to 15 cigarettes a day, and even greater than that associated with obesity and physical inactivity, the advisory says. Now, part of this relates to something we talked about on the show recently with a writer for the New York Times, Jessica Gross, who was writing about all the churches closing everywhere. And yes, people spending less time in regular Bible study or religious activities or just the general social activities that you used to have. This is something that Dr. Putnam wrote about years ago in Bowling Alone, that it used to be that in America there were all these organizations, many of them named after animals, the Elks, the Eagles, the Kiwanis, the you name it, Rotary Club, social do-good organizations, groups there people would get together regularly. That doesn't happen as much anymore, which is why that whole idea of going back to a Sabbath and to religious organizations, it seems to me, is so very important. We will be right back on the MedVed Show with more on what do you do in confronting loneliness. That and more coming up. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the loneliness crisis, and it is a crisis for people, and it's married together, you'll pardon the expression, with a phenomenally useful and extremely thorough and detailed special publication by Forbes magazine about divorce. and what is going on with divorce. Now, we do not have the highest divorce rate we've ever had. Divorce rates aren't soaring. Divorce rates actually have been going down since the 1980s. But the reason they've been going down is because marriage, the number of people getting married has been going down. And that is problematic because the one thing about it is if you don't get married, you don't get divorced. What is going on here is some of the information from Forbes magazine gives you things that you probably know about and maybe you need to be reminded about the great increase in likelihood of divorce when people live together before marriage, which goes, of course, against the grain. In terms of Morning Today, Morning Joe today, there was some conversation, some of it useful, about what it is we can do to curb loneliness, which has all of these public health impacts that the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy was talking about. Listen.
Is make sure that people have what I think of as the most important safety net to buffer them during times of stress, and that is relationships with one another and community. When we have people around us, we can actually deal with a fair amount of adversity in our lives. But when we don't, when we're struggling by ourselves, and even what seem like manageable levels of adversity become overwhelming, right? So the places that used to bring people together, you know, whether it was churches and synagogues and temples and mosques, or whether it was, you know, volunteer organizations in your community, or whether it was parent associations in your kids' schools, participation in a lot of those organizations has gone down. So when we think about rebuilding social connection in America, to me, this is not just a health issue. This is vital to all of society, because in addition to the health impacts I talked about earlier, we know when people struggle with loneliness, it impacts their productivity in the workplace. It impacts how children perform in school. It reduces civic engagement, and it contributes to division and polarization, because when you don't know one another, it's easier to distrust and to hate one another. But it's harder to hate people up close.
Okay, there's one simple suggestion that Dr. Murthy made, which I think is very important, and it's important to keep in mind, which is when people call, pick up the phone. Imagine your phone ringing. You see it's a call from your best friend from college who you haven't caught up with in a long time. But instead of accepting the call, you decide not to answer. You tell yourself you'll call back later when you have more time to chat. The whole idea of picking up the phone or actually even talking to people by phone directly rather than sending text messages. I'm terrible with text messages. I can't do it. I can leave messages. I try to leave entertaining messages. Jeremy says I can do it, but the text messages are just it's beyond my pay grade right now. And again, it's okay to have the phone conversations, but what he's talking about, it's so strange how this echoes what is going on in Washington and the political world, which we also pay attention to. Is right now we are looking at this incredibly serious, and it's not make believe. It's very profound, the idea of a default for this country, and it could have a very damaging impact on all of us and our financial plans and our well-being and how we do with jobs and raises and paying the bills. And all of that is real, and it's happening. And they can't even get the president together with Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy was in Israel. He gave a very successful speech to the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. But now it's time to come back, and they have to do something to work out some of the deals to pay the bills, bills that have already been paid for. And the difficulty in even talking about any of this, A headline in the Washington Post, Biden seeks debt ceiling talks. Hurrah, finally, as U.S. faces possible June 1st default. President Biden, up until today, had been absolutely refusing to even meet with Kevin McCarthy, to even talk to him about trying to work this out unless they agreed to, quote, a clean debt ceiling increase. The idea that people can't work this out. There's a new YouGov poll, and it goes to this whole idea of the plague of loneliness and alienization and polarization. 65% of Americans, a big majority, in other words, nearly two-thirds, think the U.S. is more divided than usual, while 18% think it's about as divided as usual. How many think it's more united than usual? 11%. Who are you? People out there, I mean, seriously, 11% of you think we're more united than usual? And what leads you to believe that? The encouraging news about this upcoming political campaign where it's going to be, it appears, very likely it will be Trump versus Biden again, despite the fact that 70% of Americans, including 51% of Democrats, don't want Biden to run again, and more than 60%, including a full third of Republicans, say, please, President Trump, don't run again. So how can we be, have 11% of people who think that we are more united than usual? What are we united on exactly? 1-800-955-1776. Republicans are more likely than independents, 65%, Democrats 59%, to think the country is more divided than usual. 73% of us who identify as Republicans think we are more divided than usual. Coming up, there's a country out there where 8 of 10 marriages end in divorce. Which country? And why is that? We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED to get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guaranteed.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House is sending more than 1,500 troops to the southern border as Title 42 is set to expire.
These will be very much focused on support tasks to CBP.
That's Customs and Border Protection. Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder says it will be a mix of active duty soldiers and Marines who will eventually be relieved by reservists and others. The Senate may hold a hearing next week on the House-passed bill that raises the debt ceiling and mandates some budget cuts. House and Senate leaders are set to meet with President Biden at the White House next week. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says default will happen June 1st, unless lawmakers raise the debt ceiling. Lots of reported sightings, all dead ends. The latest on the hunt for Francisco Oropeza, the suspect in the Friday killings of five neighbors in the town of Cleveland, Texas. Rich Johnson, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, little trivia that we were talking about before, and it's not trivial at all to the people, is Portugal is actually one of the countries with the highest divorce rates in the world. They say that in Portugal, for reasons that I frankly do not fully understand, about 8 out of 10 marriages end up in divorce. And to some extent, this material from Forbes shows that the United States does not do well in terms of divorce rate, but it is by far not the worst in the world or even among the worst in the world. By the way, in the U.S., the lowest divorce rate by state, the highest divorce rate is Nevada, and which is ironic because it used to be that Nevada had some of the easiest divorce laws. People in Hollywood would go up to Reno, would be the divorce capital of the country, and people would go there. Nevada still has apparently the highest divorce rate. Massachusetts has the lowest divorce rate, and that's because in Massachusetts has some of the highest rates of a higher education, and one of the things that reduces your chances of divorce, apparently, is when both parties have completed college degrees, have a high level of education. In any event, what all of this brings to is the highest divorce rate in the world. Kazakhstan is at 4.6, and Russia is right up there, about nearly double the divorce rate as in the United States. So all of that is going on, and clearly it relates very directly to the to the loneliness epidemic that people are talking about, because obviously the greatest antidote to loneliness is coming home to a family where people actually do care about each other. The top reasons for divorce from the National Library of Medicine: lack of commitment is number one. And way down at the bottom, 75% of marriages that divorce, they express that part of the problem is a lack of commitment. Third place is too much conflict and arguing. Infidelity is second place. In any event, does all of this apply to the debt ceiling? President Biden invited House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders to the White House. Finally, they're going to be going next week. Why are they waiting? I mean, given the fact they have a June 1st deadline when the world explodes, apparently, makes no sense to wait. McCarthy and Schumer and Mitch McConnell, they're all going to be coming to the White House next week to discuss the debt ceiling, as Washington scrambled today to respond to news that the government could default on its obligations as early as June 1st. Biden's request for talks followed a jarring new projection from the Treasury Department that the government could run out of cash to pay its bills in as few as 4 weeks without additional borrowing authority, an unprecedented event that could rattle world financial markets and tip the fragile U.S. economy into another devastating recession. Republican lawmakers who took control of the House in January have tried to seize on the looming deadline to extract some spending cuts and other policy concessions from the White House. Last week, the House approved by two votes a Republican measure that would briefly raise the debt ceiling while cutting billions of dollars in federal spending and repealing some of Biden's recent, quote, legislative accomplishments, unquote. The president has threatened to veto the measure and called on Congress to raise the debt ceiling without conditions. Until Monday, Biden had even refused to haggle with Republicans over an issue that poses such immense risks to the economy. But with Monday's news that default could come as soon as next month, the president set in motion a plan to hold the talks on May 9th, personally calling McCarthy as well as Senate Majority Leader Charles Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat, New York, according to a White House official. The Treasury Department, meanwhile, sounded an urgent alarm about the need for haste. In a letter to lawmakers, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the agency might be unable to continue to satisfy all the government's obligations by early June, and possibly as early as June 1st. I respectfully urge Congress to protect the full faith and credit of the United States by acting as soon as possible. Well, yeah, that would be an important thing to take care of, wouldn't it? It's fairly obvious. Joe Manchin, who could be a crucial vote in the Senate and getting over this entire matter, he spoke about what's going on right now, and it sounded like, despite the fact that he's a member of the Democratic caucus, and if he does run for re-election in the Senate, he'll be running as a Democrat against a very strong Republican challenger. But it sounded like he was almost taking a Republican point of view that, yes, you have to raise the debt ceiling, but you have to at the same time do something about the ongoing debt. Here is Joe Manchin, clip 4.
It's unsustainable the direction we're going now with $31.5 trillion and then basically saying that, well, what we're going to do is not talk about it, but then come back and talk about it. Why not talk about it now and make sure that we have agreement that this is something we all are concerned about?
Why not do something about it now? Mitt Romney, somebody else who was identified himself as up the middle and something of a moderate, said that he's a little appalled by the insistence on a so-called clean debt ceiling increase by President Biden. This is clip 11.
I'm frankly a little appalled that that leadership in the White House has not taken this seriously enough to sit down and negotiate in good faith. We're in May now, all right? We got to move, and it's simply unacceptable for people to begin to worry whether they're going to get Social Security checks.
And that's a very serious worry. The White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, she talks about the threat of default. This is clip 5.
Default and crash the economy unless the president agrees with Speaker McCarthy's entire agenda isn't just unreasonable, it's dangerous.
Okay, look, the entire thing is dangerous. So, at least they're meeting about it, and maybe when you talk about loneliness and isolation. By the way, the problem in Portugal with the 8 out of 10 marriages ending in divorce, that leads to 87% of women are handling the duties of a single parent in Portugal as well. It's unreal. We will be right back on the MedVed Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
Well, this is about going to San Francisco, and you need to have those flowers in your hair. Of course, that goes without saying. But actually, the song needs to be rewritten, altered a little bit about if you're leaving from San Francisco. Not just because the city has been losing population. People can't live there. They don't want to live there. Businesses are closing big time. And this is actually, it's just so sad and it's so unnecessary. Nordstrom, which is a great company, started in Seattle, of course, national headquarters in Seattle. But Nordstrom was actually started as a providing shoes for people going up to the Klondike Gold Rush, up to the Yukon in Alaska in the 1890s. But it's obviously become a very well-established retailer. It has two stores in downtown San Francisco. Both are closing. Can you imagine? The planned closure of the Nordstrom's underscores the deteriorating situation in downtown San Francisco, said a mall spokesman. A growing number of retailers and businesses are leaving the area due to the unsafe conditions for customers, retailers and employees, coupled with the fact that these significant issues are preventing an economic recovery of the area. It's shoplifting and more. Jamie Nordstrom said, decisions like this are never easy, and this one has been especially difficult. We spent more than 35 years serving customers in downtown San Francisco, building relationships with them, and investing in the local community. After 35 years, gone. Meanwhile, San Francisco's Union Square shopping area has lost 17 retailers since 2020. You know, one hopes that the flagship store in downtown Seattle stays healthy or relatively healthy. Or survives somehow. With all of this negativity, it's extraordinary because the standards are gone away, and meanwhile there is at least the acknowledgement. Oh wait, meanwhile in Portland. In Portland, it's not Nordstrom's that's leaving. It's Walmart is leaving. Joining over 2,500 downtown businesses, Hold on, let me read that again, just to make sure that you understand what I'm telling you. In Portland, Oregon, which used to be designated one of the most livable cities in the country, would always be ranked up there, Portland. Walmart is leaving, joining over 2,500 downtown businesses that have moved out since 2019. The city has burned the trust of business owners and must now begin the long process of rebuilding that trust. Portland is now associated with homelessness, of course, most of all, riots, and rampant thefts. And it will be maintaining that association for years to come. This is extraordinarily sad. And meanwhile, things could get enormously worse if we have a default. So, at least they're going to be attempting a congressional meeting, a meeting with the leaders of Congress and the President of the United States, to try to do something, basically, just to work the damn thing out and stop the default and raise the debt ceiling. I mean, Kevin McCarthy did his part. Passed a bill in the House by a 217 to a 215 vote. Okay, this is the White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre about President Biden showing at least some willingness to meet with the other side and to try to work something out. This is clip 12.
If he's not willing to negotiate, what is this meeting? Like, what is he coming to the table with? And does he see this as a conversation that's only about the debt ceiling, and then there's a separate meeting later that's about the budget? Or when Kevin McCarthy comes and wants to talk about all of it, what are the mechanics of this meeting? Can you do those two things at the same time over the coming weeks?
Sorry, I was trying to wait to see where the question is going to end. I apologize, my bad. Yeah. Look, he's going to make it very clear in this meeting that they're going to have next week how it is Congress's constitutional duty to act. He is not going to negotiate on the debt ceiling. Been very clear. That is not going to change. Now, I have said, as I said from the top here, that he's willing to have a separate conversation about their spending, what they want to do with the budget, how they see the appropriations process moving forward.
Okay, basically, can we agree that it's not good to add the record numbers, the record amounts of trillions of dollars to the national debt that have been added by the Biden administration? And by the way, were added by the Trump administration, too. They were. This should not be a partisan issue, for God's sake. I mean, dealing with making some changes to stop the budget from exploding way out of control, why should that even be a difficult partisan issue? And by the way, the Supreme Court in the past has always been at least a little bit beyond partisanship. Now, of course, the confirmation process means that basically Republican members of the Senate vote to confirm Republican appointees and Democratic members of the Senate vote to confirm Democratic appointees. But there have been a few people. It's like Lindsey Graham, for instance. Lindsey Graham spoke today to the Senate Judiciary Committee about the assault on Justice Thomas, and he has standing to do so because he voted to confirm Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan and Ketanji Brown Jackson. And the partisan attacks on Justice Thomas, this is what Senator Graham of South Carolina had to say. Clip one.
This assault on Justice Thomas is well beyond ethics. It is about trying to delegitimize a conservative court that was appointed through the traditional process. Your response has been to pack the court. Virtually every member of the Democratic caucus except maybe one or two, or for expanding the number of judges to dilute the conservative majority that exists today. So, Mr. Chairman, from our point of view, this is not going to work. You can write all the articles you want to write. You can take all the shots at the conservative justices you want to take. You can picket before their houses. And it's not going to stop people from doing their job. This is an unseemly effort by the Democratic left to destroy the legitimacy of the Roberts Court. It's put people at risk. It's put their personal safety at risk. And if you want to talk about making the court a better institution, I'll be glad to work with you in that regard.
And the bizarre part about what they're attacking Justice Thomas for is has nothing to do with any of his judicial decisions or anything to do with him basically granting favoritism to his personal friends. He has a personal friend named Harlan Crow, who's one of the wealthier people in Texas, meaning he's one of the wealthier people in the United States. And he has invited, over the course of several years, Justice Thomas and his wife Ginny to go along with them on lavish vacations that Harlan Crow pays for. But there is zero evidence, none, nothing, that Harlan Crow ever had business before the court. Or that Justice Thomas was compromised somehow by this. The idea of putting all of this in context, when you're talking about building a community and a sense of national, at least dialogue and unity, if not that, you have to put these things in context and do a better job with that for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.